This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Weyerbacher Quad. It's judged in Category 16E Belgian Specialty. So this is a real catch-all category for anything Belgian that doesn't fit in another category nicely. This beer happens to be in the, I'll call it the Belgian barley wine style. It's labeled an Abbey-style quad, or Abbey-style quadruple ale, hence the name quad. The only problem with that is there really is no such thing as an Abbey-style quad ale. You know, there's, like, one Belgian brewery, the La Trappe, makes what it calls a quad. But it's not a common style that you see in Belgium. So in that regard, it has no real marketing name. You know, no real style name. It's just simply a marketing category, apparently. That doesn't mean, you know, it won't eventually become a style, but, you know, as of now, there aren't really many people making beers like this. So, let's take a look at what it is and how well it works. It's got a moderate-sized beige head. It's a medium reddish-copper color. It's very clear, has sort of a crystal-like hue, not really hue, it's the clarity, it's this sort of depth when you look through it. It's like you're looking into a crystal. You often get that in a stronger beer. All of that is fine for me, so I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, I'm getting moderate esters, malt, and alcohol. It's a little perfumey. You get a aged character to it. It's smooth, rich malt, you know, sort of Munich-like. I'm not getting sort of deeper malts. I'm just getting sort of a strong sort of base malt character. The malt gives sort of a base for the perfumey alcohol and esters. Most of it's alcohol. I think the esters are a little subtle, but they're all sort of blended together to give this perfumey character. There's some spicy phenolics in there. Now it's complex. It's interesting. It definitely has sort of a Belgian smell about it. You know, no real sort of darker malts, just that strong Munich-y richness. And the esters alcohol combine with that perfumey character around it to really sort of enhance the aroma. So I'm liking this a lot. It's certainly interesting. Nothing is out of balance in the nose, so I'll give it a 12. Tasting it, it's a malty rich, but somewhat dry in the finish, aided by the alcohol. I'd say the bitterness is at least medium. Alcohol is giving it a little bit more. But it's a malty balance. There's sort of a medium-low banana, ester, and spicy phenolic. It's not clove-like. It's more just peppery. In addition to being drying in the finish, there's also alcohol flavor there. And some of the alcohols are making it perfumey, rose-like. The malt does have a very deep Munich-like richness. You know, it reminds me of, you know, sort of what you get in some box. But the alcohol is way, way high for that. I actually think the alcohol flavor is coming across a little bit high. The yeast qualities are subtle, which is sort of okay. I mean, in this sort of barley wine-ish kind of style, you're pushing a big malt presence and trying to enhance that with whatever else you put in it. I'm not really getting any hop flavor. You know, I'm getting the sort of yeast flavor and the alcohol flavor. I could deal with less of the alcohol. It's a little bit strong. A little bit more yeast character would also be good, but you know, I'd still like it kept in the background. I'm going to give it a 17 for flavor. It's all very clean. The balance is pretty good. Just the alcohol is a little forward. Mouthfeel. It's definitely full-bodied and warming. It's not burning hot, but there is, like I said, you get more of a flavor of alcohol than a burning sensation of alcohol. But you can definitely feel the evaporation in your mouth after you swallow, which is, you know, totally associated with the alcohol in it. It's a little chewy, but it's not, you know, syrupy or cloying or anything, because it does finish dry. Very, very smooth. Carbonation is medium to medium high. I think all that's reasonable. You know, I sort of took off for alcohol and the flavor, but you know, I'm not really getting a problem with it in the mouthfeel. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, this really is a Belgian barley wine. It's a big malty richness. Bitterness is supportive, but it has a Belgian yeast character and the dryness that you get in most Belgian styles. This one seems well-aged because the flavors are really blended together beautifully. The yeast is supportive, not in your face. You know, some people might say, well, why isn't this a Belgian dark strong? Well, it doesn't really have the depth of malt character. You know, it's just sort of a, you know, good, solid base malt. Doesn't have, like, other things going on, or sugar flavors, or, you know, other malt flavors. It's just sort of a one note on the malt. It's just a beautiful malt. But, you know, that's sort of where it is. You know, I'm digging it a little for alcohol. You know, I can tell this is aged, but the alcohol is still coming across a little strong. So, you know, I would be a little wary of this one when it's young. Because the alcohol is this strong when it's a couple of years old. You know, watch out. However, like, when talking about it from a style standpoint, saying, you know, what is it attempting to do, and sort of calling this a Belgian barley wine style, you know, it really does remind me of the Scaldus, or Busch, in Belgium. You know, think about sort of an English barley wine made in a Belgian style. You know, it's a little stronger, a little drier, has the Belgian yeast character. You know, that's the balance that this has. So I think this works. So I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. So that's the Weyerbacher Quad. It's a Category 16E Belgian specialty.